On yon dark isle, beyond rock isle, where the flocks and herds were plenty, there lived a squire and a sister, and was the pride of all that country. 'Twas young Glengyle who courted her, intended for to marry a Highland lad she did prefer. He was handsome, brisk, and merry. When tidings came to young Advan, how Neil had boasted proudly of favors gained by Lady Anne, which made him swear thus rudely: "By all the friends that I possess, if I live to see the morning, this youth or I shall breathe our last, I'll stand no more such scorning. On yon seashore where the proud waves roar, he challenged Neil to fight him. These two men met before the sun, not a living creature nigh them. 'What's ill, what's ill, my friend Neil?' cried, 'that you should want to destroy me. I will not flattered be, Sir Neil. Unsheath thy sword and fight me.' Sheath up your sword, Advan Neil said, 'don't you reason to fight me, for well you know in Scotland there's none that can wave a broadsword like me. I know your boasting courage, Neil, but why should you despise me? And if you do refuse to fight, like a dog I will chastise thee.'" It was many the savage and deadly thrust this generous man he warded, for to take the life of such a dear friend himself he only guarded. But being vexed and sore abused, his angry passion started, and through the heart of young Advan his sword he quickly darted. "Curse on my bird, thus he came flying. I come to stop the strife, but since you've been victorious, I'll have revenge or lose my life. My honor bids me do this." Time.